وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of mankind in the Holy Quran, and we said according to the Holy Quran, man has a changing position in creation. It's possible for mankind to become the best of creation, and it's possible to fall even lower than animals. And according for mankind to become best of angels, better than angels, he has to take up a journey. And the journey that Quran designates has two necessary elements. One of them is faith, the other is a righteous act, al-amal al-salih. And we said that according to the verses of the Holy Quran, there are different consequences and results for a righteous act. One of the results, one of the things, benefits of al-amal al-salih, the righteous act, is the increase of iman, the increase of faith. The relationship between faith and amal al-salih is a mutual relationship. Once one of them is increased, the other is also increased. So the verse reads, "Man kana yuridu al-izzata falillahi al-izzatu jami'a." If a person is looking for izzah, to have respect in the eyes of people, to have value in the eyes of people, there he should search for it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, people think wealth brings izzah for them, brings respect, or for example, other things. But it brings fame, but it might not necessarily bring izzah. Izzah is different than fame, popularity, because popularity could be short-lived, but izzah is something continuous and forever. So Quran says, if you're searching for izzah, izzah is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلَمُ الطَّيِّبُ. Kalam al-tayyib, according to the interpretations, one of the interpretations is the kalimat al-iman, the faith, the expression of faith that the person says, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is just one word, but it needs something to boost it. It needs something to increase it. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ يَرْفَعُ. The righteous act actually comes in order to reinforce and consolidate this word. This word is a word, but you need to support it with action. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ يَرْفَعُ. The righteous act takes it up, takes up this word, which is the word of iman. Another benefit of righteous act, according to the teachings of Holy Quran, is a nice life. الحياه الطيبه. And there are different opinions about what this hayat al-tayyibah means according to interpreters. Let's read the verse and we talk about the meaning. مَنْ عَمَلَ صَالَحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Whoever does righteous act, whether female or male, doesn't make a difference. We talk about this. According to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, male and female doesn't make a difference. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. As long as he has faith. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيَّبًا. We bring him to life with a nice life. طيب, طيب means pure or nice or good. And وَلَنَجْزِيَهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So this is, Allah Ta'ala says, this is another life. This is not a life of like ordinary people have. This is some blessing that a person has. And this is a different life that a person has, that some spirituality associated to this person. If a person does that righteous act with the faith, now this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he surely fulfills, that he adds to the life of this person. He makes him live another life, And as I said, we can understand it in different levels. Some people try to say that this is the life of the hereafter. But some interpreters, like Allama Tabatabi, they say, no, even this is possible to happen while he is alive in this dunya, in this world. So he has a certain, there are certain functions that he has that makes him different from others. And you can say this person is alive, this person is dead. They're both walking, eating, talking, but one of them has different functions. Like, for example, they bring light into the lives of other people. They guide other people. And this is the way we can understand Hayat al-Tayyibah. We will have a break and we come back to see some of other benefits and results of the righteous act according to the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity. We were talking about some of the benefits and results of the righteous act according to the Holy Quran. We said one of them is the increase of the faith. The other was Hayat al-Tayyibah, the nice life that is something additional to the physical and natural life that people have. Another benefit and result of the righteous act is that reality and manifestation of actions that we're going to see. Now, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, what happens on the Day of Judgment or what happens after death is that we are going to encounter our actions. Punishment and reward are nothing but the manifestation and realization of the actions that we had. This is very important. Some people think punishment is something like, for example, different than their action. But according to the verses of the Holy Quran, no, this is only what people have done. And they're going to see that, they're going to encounter that. For example, this verse says, "Man kafara fa'alayhi kufru," whoever falls into the trap of infidelity, into the trap of disbelief, this is only against himself. وَمَنْ عَمَلَ صَالِحًا فَلِأَنفُسِهِمْ يَمْهَدُونَ. And those who practice righteous acts, those who carry out righteous acts, they are preparing for themselves, preparing an eternal blissful life. It's not that they're benefiting others. No, the benefit comes back to them in that eternal life that they're going to have. مَنْ عَمَلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَأَ فَعَلَيْهَا. Whoever does righteous acts, it is for himself. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ, and whoever does evil things, this is bad for him. وَمَا رَبَّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And don't you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do injustice to others? Like, for example, do anything that is even slightly more than for the action of the person. إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. The other verse that says, you're only going to see the punishment. This is something said to the people who are in hellfire. You're only tasting and going through the things that you have done to others. Like, for example, or you have done to yourself. Like, for example, a person who have killed many people, who have created a lot of misery and trouble for other people, pain a lot of people. On the Day of Judgment, he's going to test all of those misery, all of those pains throughout. And sometimes the consequences of the actions of people are continuous. It's not just one lifetime, for generations. This, for example, the act of injustice that the person does has consequences for different generations. And on the Day of Judgment, it's only the consequences of his action that he is going to taste and is going to feel. So this was also another benefit. There are also other results or consequences of the action according to the verses of the Holy Quran. Inshallah, we will continue in the following episode. I hope, inshallah, you join me to follow up this discussion. Thank you very much for listening. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad.